For the sake of clarity, we mentioned Spotify, and Spotify do have policies, for example, their dangerous content policies, where they make it clear that they don't allow content promoting false or deceptive medical information that may cause offline harm or directly threaten public health. When it comes to the major social media companies, X and Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, do still have policies that deal with dangerous and harmful content, including misinformation, and they do remove or act on those bits of content, they say. And then in terms of the major prediction market companies, Polymarket and Kalshi that we mentioned, they consistently maintain that their practices are responsible and that they shouldn't be regulated in the same way as gambling companies in the US on a state level. And they say that they're committed to stamping out insider betting. Okay, we've had a pretty heavy dose of stuff on social media that is bizarre slash harmful slash...
Is there anything good on social media right now?
You ask, Matt, and I will deliver. Let me just get my prop.
Oh, no. Is that...
This is...
That's the toy that the monkey has.
Sitting on my lap is a large-ish little cuddly monkey orangutan, which is the same as the orangutan that Punch the baby macaque monkey in Japan has. And if you have not seen it, strongly recommend. Although it is actually quite... We said this was like light, but it's quite sad.
Actually, yeah, this is probably possibly the most traumatizing thing we've covered so far. It's like a monkey that was abandoned by its mother, right?
Yeah, yeah. And now it has this little cuddly toy to...
Because the other monkeys are bullying it.
And, yeah, and it runs
in the zoo in Japan.
It kind of slows Punch down quite a lot because Punch is trying to drag this little cuddly monkey with him slash her. We also have got a real debate going on about whether Punch is a girl or a boy.
Is that not something you could have just Googled?
No, well, no, because there seems to be a bit of conflict. Widely, it's been reported that Punch is a little boy, but then I saw something on social media that suggested that Punch was a girl. I may now be a victim of disinformation, but we will get to the bottom of what's going on with Punch. What I would say, and the reason that we're talking about Punch, is not just because the videos are quite cute slash bit tear-jerkery, hence why they're being pushed by the algorithm, but also because it's part of this thing called trendjacking, isn't it? Where a moment goes unexpectedly viral, like the monkey,
yeah.
And then the cuddly monkey, which happens to come from IKEA, obviously other brands of monkey are available. IKEA have jumped
IKEA
on
just
it. They've got like a whole
signs.
Marketing. They're like, great, we're on it. You know, there's an IKEA near the BBC and we popped to go and get a cuddly toy of Punch. There were like dozens of little monkeys sitting on the shelf with bits of paper. There were all these adverts. Like you walked in and there was like immediately like a darker monkey with the orangutan that was obviously meant to be like Punch. Like they have seized upon this. There's no suggestion, by the way, just for anyone that's feeling a bit conspiratorial, there's no suggestion that this was anything other than just a zookeeper going out and happening to buy this kind of toy for Punch. Like there's no suggestion that IKEA planted the cuddly toy for Punch.
Yeah, right.
Nothing
is more valuable from a PR and branding and marketing point of view for a brand than to attach themselves, if they can do so organically, to something that's already viral. Because, you know, brands spend millions trying to figure out how to make themselves go viral. And then this monkey just starts dragging around an IKEA toy and the job is done for them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And like, it's the lack of control that you now have. It's like you actually can't anticipate what the moments will be.
Mm.
You jump on them. But then also when there's any kind of negative publicity attached to that virality, it's like, how do you protect the brand? But also you want to be a part of it and sell monkeys.
Well, yeah, but it can sometimes be cringe. Like, some brands have done really well, like Ryanair.
Yeah,
famously
got, like,
has
really
like a
funny
very
memes.
Funny
yeah.
Social media account. Obviously, Jet2 jumped on the whole Jet2 holiday
People
trend.
You might remember that. Darling, hold my hand.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at singing.
That was pretty good. But like,
news.
I think it kind of reflects like, it's part of the attention economy now that brands, and it's the same thing with politicians, can get much more mileage and attention by just responding to whatever is viral already. It used to be that brands
that organically went viral as well, like
exactly.
Naturally like won the algorithms rather than trying to force something to do well. Although I think it's really interesting the kind of tactics that brands can use, not just to jump on stuff, but to try and sort of initiate organic trends, which is often the idea of them like talking to influencers or getting them to spread stuff like it's organic, which there's been quite a crackdown on from sort of advertising standards because it can make stuff seem like it's authentic, but it's actually not. Okay, whatever you are seeing on your feed, whether it is a baby monkey with its cuddly toy, or whether it is prediction markets, or whether it is anti-vaccine ideas, or any kind of disinformation, conspiracy theories, trolling, something internet culturey, whatever it is that you want us to talk about, please get in touch. You can send us an email at topcomment@bbc.co.uk, and you can also send us a WhatsApp on +44 330 123 9480, and we will happily mess up our algorithms for you.